Fraser Valley Bandits, they're set to tip off in just a couple of days against the Edmonton Stingers. And joining us from the Bandits is Olu Ashalu, who joins us here this morning. Olu, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
I'm good. How many times have you been tested? That's my question to you first off.
I've been tested once. I did my own personal testing, like, you know, a couple of weeks back when getting out there. But since we've been there, I've been tested once.
What's that look like? Your own personal test? What's that look like?
Well, not personal test, but, you know, like I went into like the clinic at home in Toronto and just got it done. Just, you know, just for my own safety and security, you know, live with my grandmother and mother who are a little bit older. So
you guys are setting get Ola to get to Edmonton on July 26th, right? When you guys start this 15-day tournament. How long have you been together and been practicing, or have you?
So we've been together since last Sunday, but we couldn't, like, we really couldn't practice the first 3 or 4 days because of the medicals. You know, everybody got into the hotel, everybody got medical checks, and we had to wait a few days for the results to get back. So we just started training earlier this week. So, we're, you know, today, tomorrow, I'm going to go all the way to Saturday, and we play first game Sunday, so it's been about a week.
You must be getting tired of just seeing the same faces all the time. You're ready for some live action here? Do you feel like it's a good scenario to get up and go?
I think it is. Honestly, I think it is. I think the league has done a good job of, you know, keeping guys kind of away from just any kind of outside disturbances. Strict protocols to cleaning, the masks. I mean, we can't leave the hotel. We can't even get into the gym without having our masks. So they've been on it. So I'm ready to go.
Olu, tell us a little bit about your basketball pedigree. Where did you play to get to this point here playing out in the Valley?
So started off my college career at Louisiana Tech. For the young people, think Paul Millsap's alma mater.
Carl Malone.
Folks from Carl Malone. Exactly. Yeah. There you go. So I graduated there, had an extra year left of eligibility. I transferred out to the University of Oregon. And then from 2012 on, been an international journeyman. I started off in Spain, then moved to France. I did about 4 years in Japan, did a couple seasons in the Philippines. Was actually back home playing in the NBL, in the Canadian League, and then the virus came and hit and kind of canceled that season. So I just had to team up with a couple of my old teammates from back in the high school days and get on with the Fraser Valley Bandits.
But I guess my question is, I mean, and so you've played around the world. You're a globetrotter with basketball. And I know some people that are in the basketball community, friends of mine, who have gone to watch it. And it's good quality basketball. Are you... I'm not going to say you're surprised, but, you know, the Elite Basketball League in this country is probably better than people are giving it credit for, is it? Like, how do we get the exposure up?
Yeah, it's high-level basketball. Now, is there are there the Zion Williamses and the John Morants and Steph Curry, you know, like the big-name guys? No, but these guys are talented. Like, these guys can play. Like, we're all here for a particular reason. I think it's just starting to get awareness. You know, I think the CBL is doing really well with the media coverage and, you know, putting guys on different platforms and, you know, just kind of spreading the word. But I think once people kind of buy in and give it a chance, they'll be quite surprised.
How have you found it comparatively to some of the other leagues, as you mentioned? You've kind of traveled around the world. I've always thought, you know, working in our business, you know, it's been a great way to see the world on the company dime, and that's kind of what you benefited from, right? You get paid to travel around the world and play ball. How does this league compare to what you've seen in the infrastructure, you know, in the other parts of the globe?
Well, the one thing we always talk about, you know, amongst ourselves is when we go overseas, you know, we're the import. You know, usually every team has a limit of maybe 2 to 4 foreigners as the imports, and you sort of expect to kind of carry the load. But now when we're home here, we're quote unquote the locals, and you know we have other Americans who are now the imports. But in our minds, we're usually the import caliber players. So I mean, you have a team full of imports, you have a team full of guys who are used to carrying the load. So it's competitive. You know, guys can play. There's not just guys who are here because they're here, because they have a passport. No, like, everyone's here because they can actually play the game at a high level.
Well, Olu, good luck with this. I mean, athletes want to play games, and it's been a strange world to train in, to get ready, but you guys will head off to Edmonton in a couple of days and then get busy for 15 days, and it's kind of like a high school basketball tournament. Get at it hard, and that's what we're used to with every sport. So thanks for the time. Good luck with the Bandits as you make your way into Alberta.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
And Olu, no more self-testing, okay? No more home remedies just to test this stuff, okay?
None of those. We'll keep it strictly professional.
There you go. Thanks, Olu. Take care.